Coming up in this bulletin, Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Johnson Esiema, urges banks to cut lending rates further. Also in this bulletin, Ghana Statistical Service to begin the computation of regional gross domestic products figures after completion of process of rebasing in 2026. Plus, Petroleum Hub Development Corporation announces long-term plan of getting investors to build a harbour in Jomro in the Western region. We've got details of these and more coming your way all in a moment. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojobaka, and look now at our stories. Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Johnson Esiema, is calling on commercial banks to take bold steps in reducing their lending rates to support economic recovery and private sector growth. Speaking at a meeting with chief executives of commercial banks in Accra, Dr. Esiema said the reduction in the policy rate should translate into lower borrowing costs for businesses and consumers. He emphasized that access to affordable credit is vital for sustaining investment and boosting production across key sectors of the economy.
We are mindful, however, of potential risks going forward. And you're talking about risks, including global oil price volatility. There are risks to do with possible tariff adjustments. And then there are other risks that we have to consider, such as any uptick in the rate of in the movements of the city. But we stand ready to act decisively, whatever happens, to safeguard stability. The easing in policy rates has already started to transmit through the financial system, and we are seeing signs of that. Treasury bill rates have declined from 13.4% in July to 10.3% in August.
You heard Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Johnson Esiema, speaking at a meeting with chief executives of commercial banks. I want to see all longer at the central bank because they have given the firm assurance that banking sector remains sound and resilient to shocks. This was contained in the latest stress test carried out on commercial banks by the regulator. More in this report.
According to the Bank of Ghana, the improved outlook for the sector was based on moves by the commercial banks to retain a significant part of their profits instead of paying it out as dividend to shareholders. This should put them in a strong position to withstand shocks going forward. The Bank of Ghana also highlights adequate liquidity and moderation of build-up in new non-performing loans as another major reason for the favorable outlook. But the central bank was worried that this development, if not checked, could affect the credit worthiness and health of these commercial banks in the country. The central bank was particularly worried about how the current economic situation is affecting the servicing of these debts by businesses. But the Bank of Ghana was optimistic that the current reforms being implemented when it comes to checking the high non-performing loans could go a long way to address the expected risk and threats to the banking sector. For instance, recalcitrant borrowers could soon be banned from seeking credit from the commercial banks for about 5 years.
A business desk report. Away from the central bank, the Ghana Statistical Service has revealed that it will begin the production of regional and district economic figures in 2026. And this is expected to commence after the completion of the rebasing, which typically recalibrates and incorporates new economic structures and data for efficient modeling, addressing concerns of the unavailability of sector-specific data sets. Government statistician Dr. Alhassan Idrisu said the service is working on reforms which will improve Ghana's data sets. He spoke at the Africa Business Conversation, a thought leadership series organized by AB and David.
We are very mindful about regional and district data. Not only that, data disaggregation is a whole area we are very much interested in. Currently, the GDP we produce is at the national level, but we are currently embarking on a GDP rebasing exercise. And we want to believe that when we do complete that exercise, it will provide us the opportunity to possibly report GDP at the regional level. But all of these require money to execute. The rebasing we've started, and we expect to complete it by next year.
Meanwhile, senior partner at AB and David, David Ofosudote, charged businesses to make use of data provided by the Ghana Statistical Service.
I think we must give credit to the GSS. There's a lot more they publish which is not highlighted, which businesses ought to pay attention to. So there were three things in this segment. One was, is the data that they publish just for World Bank and IMF? The other one is that, are there data that they have that businesses should be paying attention to? And the third one was whether there are areas we can collaborate.
David Fosudote is a senior partner at AB & David. The chief executive officer of the Petroleum Hub Development Corporation, Dr. Tony Obin, has disclosed of getting investors to build a harbour at Jomro in the Western region in the long term. This is said will help export petroleum products in large quantities. Speaking on the AM show today with MFA Adeti, Dr. Obin outlined the plan of the hub in the long term.
It looks like three refineries being built. It looks like a minimum of two jetties and ports, a new port being built. And I just want to draw your attention to this fact. The deepest the area of our ocean, our sea, our coast, is in Jomro. So you can do a new harbor that can actually allow, vessels of any size to berth over there. So there's an opportunity for another harbour and jetty.
Is it part of the hub plan already, the existing plan already?
Yeah, it is part of it.
You heard the chief executive officer of the Petroleum Hub Development Corporation, Dr. Tony Obin, speaking to my colleague MFA Adeti on the AM show on the Joy News channel. And to some other stories, the chairman of the Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies, that's COMAC, Gabriel Kumi, has charged the National Petroleum Authority to tighten its regulations on discrepancies affecting the growth of downstream petroleum sector. According to Mr. Kumi, misreporting of data on petroleum lifting by some players has become a big threat to the sector and must be checked immediately. At a news conference in Accra, he called on the NPA to consolidate its activities by ensuring that companies involved in such activities are brought to book.
Every truck that loads petroleum products in Ghana. So if we are to go into the tracking system, I don't think we can see that volume going to Upper West and Upper East. We trust in the ability of my brother Eduji. He has done so well so far, but he cannot be described by industry as a good chief executive if he does not deal with the problems in this report. Because this problem adversely affect about 95% of our members. So if we are not able to deal with a problem that affects 95% of our members, we cannot sit here and praise the regulator. And I know they have the capability, they have the capacity. What is left is the willingness for them to deal with this issue.
Gabriel Kumi is the board chairman of the Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies, COMAC. Still listening to the Joy Business Report. With just 12 days to go until the Ecobank Journeys Habitat Fair, Elegant Homes and General Construction Limited recently crowned Ghana's best residential developer middle income luxurious, will showcase exclusive deals from October 23rd to 26th at the Accra International Conference Center. Take a listen.
We are into construction. We also have real estate we sell 3, 4, 5 bedroom detached houses. So yes, everybody watching us, we have different things in stock for everybody. We have different designs available, not only our designs, but you can also bring your own design for it to be customized for you.
What's the discount?
We are giving a 10% discount on all our prices, including other things. Yes, when you come around, then we talk more.
And we know it's just 12 days away. Do well to catch Elegant Homes and General Constructions Limited at the Ecobank Journeys Habitat Fair for exclusive deals from October 23rd to 26th at the Accra International Conference Center. Now, today on Manila, Paul Mante, Managing Director of EDC Investments Limited, talks about the need to create additional sources of income.
Hi, welcome to MoneyLab. My name is Paul Mante, MD of EDC Investment Limited. The past few weeks, we have been discussing personal finance, and today I want you to reflect on this thing called salary. Salary is the medicine for managing poverty. It does not cure poverty. It's only a business or an investment that cures poverty. If you don't find a way to make your money work for you while you are asleep, you are likely to keep working at the time you have to be sleeping. Because you see, if your salary is your only source of income, you are a step away from poverty. The least you can do is to invest to create an additional source of income. So salary is important, but it's not enough. Beyond salary, let's think about how we can use investment to create additional source of income. Many thanks for making time for Money Lab. Remember, financial independence is possible.
That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Every day, people face different emergencies. Police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency unit. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770# is the new EcoBank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payment, airtime and data purchases, and so much more, even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. EcoBank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. Pleasure serving you. I am Pius Kojobaka. Mission is next. Enjoy.
If you know these sounds, you didn't just live through the 90s. You lived the experience. Back then, connection took minutes. Today, it takes a blink. You express yourself with memes. You hold video calls across continents. You say hey to an AI who responds,
"Hello, Kwame."
You order rides, dinner, and dreams all from the palm of your hand. A lot has changed, so have we. For over three decades, EcoBank has evolved with you, leading digital banking in Ghana and across 33 African countries, pioneering solutions built around how you live, move, and dream today. From our express points to EcoBank Pay, online banking, and the mobile app, we are where you are. Here for today, ready for tomorrow. Now, that's change, powered by EcoBank.
EcoBank, a better way to bank your way. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank.
Joy 99.7
FM. 9.7
FM,
I would like to have your attention for some funeral announcements. With deep sorrow and in submission to the will of the Almighty, Nana Kusiam Pofofori II, Adansia Sokwahene, and the Chidomhene of the Adansi traditional area, Nane Bua Uwusua II, Adansi Asukwahema, Ebusiapening Daniel B. in Tiamwa, Achim Mosiaso, Nana Kufi Frimpong, Ebusiapening of the Agona Royal Family of Adansi Asukwa, Mr. Albert Ochri Kwabia, a.k.a. Wofa Nyamiche, USA, Lieutenant General J.B. Dankwa, retired, former CDS of the Armed Forces Ghana and former member of the Council of State of Ghana, Mr. Edward Osei Owusu Solman Accra, Mr. I.K. Osei Owusu Accra, Mr. Kweku Osei Bodjuase, Mr. K. Adomakun Achim Mosiaso, Madam Alice Udru Accra, Madam Ajuasewa, Madam Alice Nkansa, Madam Kwabua, Madam Felicia Owusu Fosua Nanayire, Elder David Anefi Apia, a.k.a. Dada Anoche, Oba Pinyin Comfort Brentuo Kumasi in USA, Oba Pinyin Ikuyadoma, a.k.a. Sewa Koko, regret to announce the death of their son, William Kweku Eduse Mensah. Funeral arrangements are as follows. Wednesday, the 8th of October 2025, file passed, followed by pre-burial service at 8 a.m. Burial service will be at 9:30 a.m. Burial will be private, and final funeral rites will be after the burial service. Everything will take place at the Transitions Funeral Home, Hachu, Accra. Dress code, black. Widow, Christine Demewu Eduse Mensah, formerly of Emirates Airlines. Children, Emmanuel Quis.